Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We continue with our series on the 30 most important things we need to know about our faith. Today, death. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Now, it might seem funny that one of the things we must know about is death. It's one of the great certainties that we're all going to die. It's so certain and so universal that we're tempted to think of death as natural. But death is not natural. It's not something that belongs to us by nature, and it's not something that's part of our original design. If it were, we'd have no problem with it. We'd chat about it cheerfully and look forward to it like we look forward to all other things which perfect our nature, like food or sex or friendship or knowledge. But obviously, that's not how it works. Death scares us. Cemeteries and corpses make our skin crawl. And the thought of ourselves or a loved one in a casket is profoundly disturbing. This is because death wasn't supposed to happen. It's an effect, a consequence of original sin. Perhaps the most vivid. It's an unnatural fact. But by God's grace, it's an unnatural fact that now has supernatural meaning. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. We are made up of two parts, body and soul. That's what a human being is. The union of body and soul. Kind of like the way a rosary is the combination of beads and string. How would you destroy a rosary? By separating the beads and the string. Then the rosary would be gone. But you'd still have string over here and beads over there. And if you wanted, you could put the rosary back together again by restringing the beads. Something similar happens at death. The body and soul are separated, and the human being is destroyed. But the soul remains, and the body remains. That is, the matter remains, though it's dispersed. It might become part of the soil, or plants, or other organisms. But soul and body are not together anymore. But one day, they will be put back together. At the end of the world, the final judgment. Really, you can think of this life as body and soul racing together toward heaven. And the faster the soul runs, the slower the body runs, until eventually the body turns to the soul and says, "You go ahead without me. I'll catch up later." Then they shake hands, and the soul sprints ahead. And the body lies down to rest a while. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. So death means the separation of soul and body. But it also means the solidification of the soul's character. Think, for example, of your favorite coffee mug. It starts out as clay, which can be bent and twisted into any shape it wants. But as long as it's as flexible and inconsistent as that, it has no definite shape and it can't hold your coffee. So it has to be baked, and the moisture, which makes it changeable, has to be removed from it so it can become solid and definite. That's kind of like a soul's character. When it's connected to the body, it can change and shift. Our character is very unreliable and indefinite in this life. Gradually, we try to shape our character into the shape we want it to be. And at death, we bake the clay, and we can finally rest in the shape we have chosen for ourselves. In that sense, death is a gift. It gives our character completion. It lets us be, finally, the person we want to be. Without death, we would be like a potter who was constantly shaping the clay, but never produced a mug or a vase or anything anyone could ever use. We'd be like a novel we never finished writing. We'd be like a guitarist or violinist who was forever tuning his instrument, but never actually played. Death brings us to completion. It's our chance to finish making what we are, so we can finally begin to enjoy ourselves by doing what we were made to do, and that is to rejoice with God and the angels and the saints forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. God is so gracious in giving us a kind of foreshadowing of death at the beginning of our lives. Because we all start out in the very small world of our mother's wombs. And we detect so little in there, and we don't understand anything, but we're just there, getting ready for the transition. And then the time comes, and everything changes. Light and sound and love and real food and speech and reason and beauty. That's what happened when we died to the world of the womb and were born into this world. And we're going to do the same thing again. We're going to die to this world and be born again into the world of the angels and the saints and God. And in heaven there will be more light, more music, more love, more truth, more beauty, and vastly more experiences than anything we can imagine here. We can't imagine heaven now, just like a baby in the womb can't imagine the greatness of the world outside it. That's why, to a Christian, death isn't scary, it's exciting, and we face it with an eager joy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. So death is where we become who we've always wanted to be. Now, isn't that interesting? We think wrongly that death is the end. You know, that we work hard and by the middle of our earthly life, we've become who we were supposed to be. And then we have this decline and we lose all that to the point at death. And we have this idea that once we have reached our pinnacle in this life and we start to decline, that now we're a has-been. This is the wrong view. At death, we actually become who we're supposed to be. It's where we as Christians enter into the fantastical realm of God. And to add to the excitement, you never know for sure when it's coming. We don't control when we die or how we die. And our death isn't just something that happens to us. It's something you achieve. Just like Christ's death on the cross was the greatest achievement of his life, so does our death in Christ become the greatest achievement of our lives. Death is something we do, something to which we contribute, because like Christ's death, our death is a challenge that, when we offer it faithfully to God, becomes a source of glorification for ourselves and the grace for the church. Think of the martyrs. When great artists or athletes have the opportunity to make a masterpiece or win the Super Bowl or some gold medal, they sometimes say, you know, my whole life was leading up to this moment. Well, when we as Christians face death, we should say, my whole life has been leading up to this moment. So let's turn to Saint Joseph for the grace of a happy death. He's the patron of a happy death because he died in the presence of Jesus and Mary. And as a resolution, one of the best ways to prepare for death is a daily examination of conscience and to frequently go to confession. And if you really want to bring your soul to completion, like a great masterpiece, then go to confession often, at least once a month. That's why Our Lady asked us to go to confession on the first Saturday of every month. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what surprised you about this meditation on death?
I thought this was incredible. I think everyone should think about death more often. I think maybe the emos had it right.
Yes. Explain.
I think genuinely, and maybe this would be a really bad recommendation, I think it's at least an interesting recommendation. I think it'd be interesting to do at least one meditation where you sit down and you use your imagination and you really, really, really imagine what your death will be like. I mean, whether that's thinking about, what if I die tomorrow? Or what if I die in 20 years? And really imagining what it's like to say goodbye to your loved ones. Imagine quite literally planning your own funeral, because one day that will happen, whether or not you expect it or it comes slowly or quickly. But I think spending just an extended amount of time reflecting on it might change the way you live your life.
I think it's a great idea. I would say write it out.
Mm-hmm.
Write out
the story of your death.
Write out the story of your death. Write out different scenarios about how you'll die. Write out what you want to say to your loved mm-hmm. ones. Write out what you want said about you.
Yeah, we shouldn't shy away from homily. This. Because whatever specific things make you uncomfortable would be something that you need to really address. Yeah. Whether or not you think you'd be remembered in a way that you don't like, or you feel like you would be leaving with all of these regrets on your shoulder, or whether or not you think you've really left your loved ones in a good position, it just changes a lot.
What if you wrote out what you would say to your loved ones and then say that to them now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's chilling, but it's really important. And I think eventually it's not so chilling.
Exactly. It's actually Exciting.
And that's why I said the emos have it right.
Who are emos?
So in the early 2000s, that was sort of the punk, goth subculture, because it's different from both of those things, but I think some of the most iconic emo bands were ones that were very famous for singing about death all the time. And I think people find that strange, but I think it's a good thing to think about.
This weekend, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to write mine out.
It's why I think it was for someone's bachelor party. I think maybe Xavier's, they threw him a funeral.
Oh, that's funny.
And they had everyone read what they would read to him.
That's really funny.
And I think that's
funny.
Incredible.
Yeah, throw your own funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good practice. It's a good practice. Then go to confession. That's a great idea. I love the resolution. I'm going to do it. Well, it's the apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.